At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Training camp here at the Meyer Performance Center in Allen Park. It's Doug Karsh and Scott Anderson, and today's coverage here on The Ticket is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save and get more with Geico. So there is a bit of breaking news here. The Dan Campbell meeting with the media as we speak. The Lions haven't made their way out on the field, but the Miami Dolphins are out warming up right in front of us. And the word is that Sam Laporta has something. He's going to be down for a bit.
Uh-oh.
Danny Rogers from the Lions says it sounds like he's going to be down for a couple of days.
Well, that doesn't sound too terrible. But you don't like to hear that he's out for any reason.
No, and I mean, look, this is the kind of thing that, you know, I'm not panicked by any stretch of the imagination. I don't like some of the injuries that have taken place so far. I guess we're all a little bit scarred from what happened a year ago when they had just injury. You know, Coach talked about stacking good days of practice. You know, stacking injuries.
Healthy days.
Yeah. They stacked injuries last year defensively, and so... look, they've got, you know, they really like Brock Wright. You actually love Brock Wright. And I think Brock Wright's one heck of a tight end, too. Shane Zylstra, will probably see a little bit more of him today and get down into their depth guys. But all in all, yesterday was a good day. I suspect that the Dolphins cannot be happy with what happened yesterday. And I brought up at the beginning of the show, or maybe it was crosstalk, the Colts and Lions had a joint practice last year, and we found actually a story coming out of Indianapolis. Matt Ryan and the first team offense dominates. They got stats, and they basically said that the Colts dominated the Lions, and it didn't have any impact on who the Lions were during the season, clearly. So, you know, don't want to overreact to what we saw yesterday, other than it looked good. It'd be great if it looked good again today. But just like the Lions bounced back, so do I expect the Miami Dolphins to bounce back today.
Yeah, that'd be I think it's completely expected. Doug, you can just look out there and see that they are warming up with a purpose today. That's what's going on.
Well, I want to see the 11-on-11 stuff. Because when they did red zone stuff, Dolphins just didn't put the ball in the end zone. The Lions did repeatedly. So we'll see. Terrion Arnold's expected to be on the field today. We'll see if Hill will get out there. Watt will be more involved today. I guess we'll find out.
So. Well, I'm hopeful that those guys are out there, because you want to see, and the whole purpose of these practices is to get tested a little bit, right? And you're not going to have that opportunity in a preseason game to go up against Tyreek Hill or against Jalen Waddle. This is the place where you can see that happen. And unfortunately, we didn't get to see a ton of it yesterday. Certainly none of it with Tyreek Hill, and very limited with Jalen Waddle. I really hope we get to see that today. I think it'd be exciting for, you know, guys like Terrion Arnold and the other corners to have that opportunity. Because you want to test yourself against the best, and those are two of the best in the business.
So other things we're going to be looking for today, I mean, you know, follow up on yesterday, but with Laporta out, I guess paying attention to the backup tight ends and some of the depth guys. But I mean, Zylstra is a guy that they keep bringing back. They, you know, he's been around, but he's never really been one of their top two guys. So there's something about him that they really like behind the scenes that they see here in practice and what he gives the team. And I keep our eyes on him today and see, you know, how he does with getting more reps with the ones given Laporta's injury.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think there's a comfort factor with Zylstra because he's been part of this team for a couple of years. So there's familiarity, and anytime you know an offense, you're going to have an advantage. So this would be a great opportunity for him to kind of solidify the standing with the team. But I suspect he's pretty solid anyway.
It's funny, you asked a question in your show sheet about which position group do I feel the best about right now. I probably would say running back. I think they got two great running backs and a very, very serviceable, if not better than that, three in Craig Reynolds. On defense, it's linebacker. And this goes back to a pre-draft crush on Zach Cunningham 9 years ago. Couple that with the addition of Grant Stewart. You look at, they love Nowatzki, they love Pittman. And then you got the three starters. You got Rodrigo coming back. You know, we just had Coach on here, and I think his group is probably the position group, at least defensively, I feel the best about on this team. And even better in safety, which is weird, but it's the depth.
You feel that way about the linebackers?
I love the depth in the linebacker room. Love it.
I love Zach Cunningham. And yeah. The fact that he's a backup on this team is, I think that speaks volumes to the depth on this team. I look at the receivers, and I think I was starting to really kind of feel it yesterday and starting to see it yesterday. I think they have really good depth receiving core. When we're talking about a rookie who can make an impact like Tesla, it's not because the team is devoid of talent. It's because he is that talented. And the forgotten guy in this receiving team, receiving core, is Khalif Raymond, and he shouldn't be because with the ball in his hands, he's dynamic. And then they've got all these other guys competing for those last spots. It's just it's going to be fun to watch throughout the rest of training camp, and hopefully they're able to hang on to some of these guys in a practice squad situation.
So setting the scene for people who weren't with us yesterday, there's two practice fields in front of us. You've got the Dolphins occupying the practice field center right here. And then to our left is where the Lions are trickling out. Dolphins, they roll in buses just after 10, and they go through their warm-ups. The Lions are second to get to the field. I don't know if they're doing more stuff inside or whatever, but right now some of the quarterbacks are out there and the specialists just kicking the ball, and the quarterbacks getting loose, throwing the ball, and we'll see how they come back today, day two of these joint practices with the Miami Dolphins. Stoked for it, man. Stoked for it. Other things to keep an eye on is Amon-Ra St. Brown and Hutch. You know, it's funny because you kind of want to – I think everybody asks about the new guys. The two old guys were dominant yesterday. Amon-Ra uncoverable, and we just watched Hutch. I watched him blow up a tight end on a play, sent him flying, and people say he looks very, very good in his return from injury.
Well, he does look very, very good. And I just saw something from the kicker, Jake Bates, that I did not expect. I had to look at the number and say, that was a kicker that just did that?
What'd he do?
So he's...
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out there warming up, doing some kicks and whatnot with Jack Fox as well. And somebody threw a ball over to Jake Bates. He had to jump up in the air. He already had a ball in his left hand. He jumped up in the air, did his version of Odell Beckham Jr., caught it with while he's jumping in the air, palm-catched it with his right hand, and just brought it right back in.
Love it.
That's another weapon. That's how deep the receiver room is.
Well, it's a skill set. You never know.
When that you is might something take, you don't see.
Yeah, you never know when you might want to take advantage of that.
I mean, we know that we know the punter can throw.
I am not seeing Tyreek Hill out there at all. Yesterday he was in uniform. I'm seeing Jaylen Waddle.
Yep, Waddle's right there.
But I do not see Hill.
Maybe you have to tinkle.
It's quite possible. But he was in uniform yesterday. Didn't participate in the stuff against the Lions, but which is too bad because I'd like to see those matchups. 248-539-9797. We got open lines. There's another bit of breaking news as Pete Thamel has tweeted out that Michigan has gotten word from the NCAA regarding from the Committee on Infractions, and that is expected to be released shortly. I don't know if it's going to be today or tomorrow. But I am eagerly anticipating this to see, indeed, what the ramifications might be from the Connor Stallion stuff. And that will be probably known in the next 24 hours. Here it is from Pete Thamel. The NCAA has formally notified parties tied to the Michigan NCAA infraction case that an announcement on the findings and punishment will be publicly released on Friday, sources tell Pete Thamel and Dan Wetzel. Our guy Dan's been all over this one. So something that we'll keep an eye out for and pass it along. Carson Anderson from Lions training camp here on 97.1 The Ticket.